Well, hello there. I'm Dr. Donovan. I'm going to be handling your case from now. The nurses let me know that you're having a bit of a relapse episode. It's fine, completely normal, happens all the time. So I'm gonna need you to disrobe, sir. No, you can leave your shirt on. Just the pants and the undergarment, sir. Thank you.
And I'm going to have you put on the hospital gown.
Yep, over your shirt. Sorry about that, sir. I think the nurse grabbed the wrong size of nightgown. Your genitals are exposed. I'm a medical professional, so I'm completely fine with this, but if you're uncomfortable, then I can go ask the nurse. No? Oh, okay. So you can sit down. It's okay. I'm not looking at your genitals. Okay, so let's go over your charts. Okay, it says here that you committed yourself to the masturbation addiction ward, on your own volition. You signed the contract to be here for a year, so for our institution to help you out with your problem. Okay, let's see. So you're here because your roommate lodged a complaint, and according to them, you were rubbing up against the bedding that you were provided by the hospital, in a sexual manner. And yeah, don't try to deny it. We already have the security footage and the sounds. You know, like everybody heard you masturbate. Just the constant squeaking. Here, let me play it right now. Okay, see? There's that's clear evidence that it's coming from your room, it's coming from your bedroom, and your roommate is completely fine, you know, and that's the thing that we have to address here, is that your roommate is on a schedule of their own. They're on their own treatment path and everything, and for you to mess up your sleep cycle is very disrespectful, very disruptive. They have a specific sleep pattern just to deal with their morning erections. And this isn't a one-off problem. This complaint has been lodged multiple times this month. So it's become a bit of a pattern that we're noticing, especially on the watch that we have on your wrist. You know, the vitals, we track them. So we definitely know that you were having sexual activity late into the night, by whether or not you were aware of it. You know, like we're not able to track if you're awake or if you're just performing this act on your mattress in your sleep. So it's your fault, okay? So that's the thing we have to address. So moving forward, we may have to rehouse you and put you in a place all by yourself, just so that you don't really have to deal with a roommate or anything, and that way they can have their own journey to heal just as you can. We're going to get you your own room. You know, that should help you focus more on yourself, instead of maybe the pressure of having a roommate was too much and caused you to relapse into this kind of behavior. So while you're here, we're just going to do the annual checkup. Let's do it early, just to make sure that everything's going right, because we've been noticing more irritable behavior the more that we've tried to tinker with your masturbation hours. And like, if you feel the need, sir, like, I understand, like, you're going through a lot right now. So if you feel the need to, feel free to masturbate while we conduct this this physical. Okay? Yeah, just get it started right there. Yep, there you go. And feel free to use some lube. We have medical grade here, so it should last you the entire session. Just feel free to apply as much as you need to as I conduct this physical. So using the data from your watch on your wrist, we're able to track your vitals, as I've said before. And that means we're able to know exactly when you're masturbating. And it's completely different. You'd think that it'd just be elevated heart rate, but no, we actually do track the levels of dopamine that your brain releases too. So we're able to get a spreadsheet of every hour of every day that you masturbate while you're here. So that's where I'm pulling this data, just to be transparent with you, sir. So the first week that you were here, you self-reported that you were masturbating 35 hours a week, sir, right? Yeah. Your numbers have always been not desirable. While I am glad that you sought out treatment, it's good to know that you're starting from a very degenerative like masturbation. And now you said 35 hours a week was the most that you've masturbated in your entire life. That's why you sought out help, and we're glad that you did. But there's the numbers that we have to talk about. So according to the spreadsheet, you've gone from masturbating 35 hours a week, and then the next month you're masturbating 37 hours a week, and then this month you've been masturbating 41 hours a week. So you're clearly not progressing in the way that we hoped you were when you first got here. We definitely projected you to hit at least 50 hours a week, especially with all of the porn that we've been playing in your cell, especially the fact that we let you wear clothes and, you know, your roommate is naked. And we thought that would have hit you up to like maybe 55 hours a week. In layman's terms, you've been slacking, sir. You said yourself that you wanted to be enrolled in the masturbation addiction wing of the hospital, and you're going to leave as an addicted masturbator once we're done with you. I think it would be wise to prescribe you some Trimex injected daily, used as much as possible. I'm going to talk with the cafeteria. We're going to put you on the aphrodisiac specials, you know, all the ones that'll boost your natural hormones. Like I said before, we're going to move you alone so you can masturbate more. That way you have more privacy. Every single wall that you have in your room is going to be a projection screen, so you know you can connect it to all of all the porn apps that you need. And don't worry, you can't turn it off, so that should be like enough porn to really like rot your brain, make you forget that you came here to be cured. You know, just the standard treatment, standard practice that we have here. We're gonna wipe out all the resistance out of you, and I think it would be really good to get some group thought inside that mushy head of yours. We're definitely going to enroll you in group therapy, and fair warning, those guys, I hear they do 100 hours a week, and that's how you show us that you're ready for release. That's where we know as beta care providers that you're ready for rehabilitation, you're ready to start your lucrative career back in the camboy industry, because once you walk out those double doors, it'll be like your hand is like glued to it. And let me see, other than that, for a man your age, we should actually start conducting hourly prostate checks, so you know that'll be done when you're like awake or asleep, but that fully depends on how much lab results we need and how much you like it. So definitely be on the lookout for any doctors knocking at your door. They will conduct the prostate check. And other than that, you know, you can leave your pants here. Don't worry, we'll incinerate that for you. Just feel free to walk around completely naked from the waist down, just as a masturbator should be. And once you hit 70 hours a week, I will see you again. How's that sound? Okay, thank you so much. Okay, take care now.